Sairam, dear listeners, welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, where former students of Baba's schools and colleges reflect on their days of learning in the divine proximity. Today we have for you part 3 of our interview with an educator from Mumbai, Mrs. Yogini Suvarna. She is in conversation with Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Over now to Mrs. Yogini Suvarna of Mumbai.
That's beautiful. That's such a positive contribution. Now let's talk about, since your birth till date, you're all soaked up in Sai values, but how is your faith playing out post-Mahasamadhi? There is no physical form to look up to and run up to and ask for blessings, Padnamaskar Sari, and come for darshan. But has anything changed in light of this new scenario for you?
There have been many such occasions where this confirmation has come that Swami is still present. A few such incidences I will tell you. They are all tiny, tiny incidences, but they are confirmations of Swami's love. I have seen it. This was during the 85th birthday celebrations. Now, it was 23rd November, Swami's 85th birthday. And I could not come away to Puttaparthi. I was attending school. It was normal...
Before Mahasamadhi.
Yes, yes, yes.
4 months prior.
Yes, 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 before Mahasamadhi. I have a few other instances for that also. Now, on that particular day, when it's such a big day in our life, that, and especially it was the 85th birthday, you know, so I had wanted to be there in Parthi, but circumstances had it that I had to attend school, and it was a normal routine day in school, with everybody just going to their classes. Now, when I came to my table in the morning, I saw there was a calendar. There was a new calendar, a date calendar, which had a thought for the day. I saw the thought and thought that this seemed familiar. This thought seemed familiar to me. But I did not think much about it. I went to my class and came back in the break. And I flipped through the pages and I saw all the quotes were Swami's quotes. And then after every month, there was a picture of Swami. You know? After every month. So there were 12 different pictures of Swami.
You had not seen this calendar before?
No. That calendar I have never seen, I have not brought it, and I know there is no Sai devotee in my staff room, a person who knows Swami at all. And obviously the teacher next to me, sitting next to me, has brought it and put it on the table. I guess so, because it is in between the place where I sit and where she sits. Now I asked her, how come this diary, have you brought it, have you put it here, this date calendar? So she said, yes, I have put it. Why? I asked her, Sai Baba is my guru and God. How did you get it? You don't know so much about him. She said, somebody in Gujarat had given it to her mother, maybe last month or before that. And her mother happened to come to Mumbai. So her mother has given it to her. And I have just put it in my bag and brought it today and kept it on the table.
Perfect timing, huh?
The diary had to travel all the way from Gujarat to sit on my table.
On the day you needed it
on
most.
On the day when I felt I was missing Swami's, you know, physical presence so much. I wanted to see him. And you can imagine what I would have felt when I knew that this was not brought by a devotee. And how many more days in advance he would have to do the planning to see that it lands on my table on this particular day. How much he has shown his omniscience.
And I shudder to think, how did Swami do it? There are millions of people who have the same similar experience, that when they just were pining for him and there was this perfect sign, which he made every person think that he was only worried about them and, you know, they were the center of his attention. He made each one of us feel
yes.
so important
yes.
in our little worlds, and we had these little turmoils going on in our little heads, and he knew them all and he responded to each of us.
Yes. There is another instance which, since you have asked about after Mahasamadhi, some experiences, so this I must say. Now, after the Mahasamadhi, it was one of the days, every day I flip through the same calendar to see the thought in the morning. Sometimes it definitely has, when I'm in sync with him, it has a meaning for me. So, one of the days, I was to set out the same evening to Parthi by the train. Now, in the morning, the same morning when I flipped to the date calendar, and I saw there was a quote which said, "Nothing should be used as itself for itself." I did not understand.
Hmm.
But I went back to my class all, you know how it's in school, you know, you're so busy. Yeah. And then I came and sat back during the break time. And there were a set of other teachers who came around me. And they also sometimes keep looking what is the thought which is coming every day. So then one of them said, "Nothing should be used as itself for itself. What is this?" They didn't comment on it, you know, but the very tone gave me a meaning like, what is this? We don't understand. Now that pinched me a bit. And I told Swami in my mind, it's okay if they don't understand, but I should understand what you are telling, right? So I just left it at that. I didn't even think about it. That was all. That was one thought I put in and went about the rest of the day busy getting into the train and sitting in the train, came to Parthi. I was with my younger son who had not yet joined school then. And when we reached Parthi the next day, we came to this library over here. I usually bring him in here to read the storybooks. So he went as usual, Anshul went, and he took out some Amar Chitra Kathas and we sat at the table. I was in no mood for reading as such. I just wanted to spend time in Parthi and just be. But still I thought what to do. So I went to one of the racks and just pulled out one book. I didn't even see what was the name of it. I just pulled out one book. Till he finishes reading his storybooks, I'll read something like that. I opened the first page of the book and there were the first two passages written by the author of the book. And then there was an entire quote of Swami in italics. I read the entire quote. And then comes the line, "Nothing should be used as itself for itself." And then the explanation of the rest of the sentence was there in the quote.
Mm-hmm.
What Swami means to say is, do every act that you have to do, do it for Swami, do it for God. Because finally, He's the person who executes the work, who inspires the people. He's everything. He's the people itself. And then don't do any work as itself for itself. Do it for the bigger aspect of, you know, experiencing the divine. You know, just don't do work just for the sake of doing it. I don't have the exact quote right now. I have written it and laminated that paper, which I have written it in. Everything should be working towards experiencing divinity.
Mm-hmm.
That was the meaning of it. Let everything work itself towards experiencing divinity.
And imagine if we did everything from that prism in our life, how beautifully, how much love we would pour into everything we do.
Yes. But Didi, the highlight of the point is, I had thrown a question to Swami there in school.
In your staff room.
Yes, in my staff room. I had told him. See, this was after Mahasamadhi. I had told him. And this was immediately after Mahasamadhi, actually. So, you know, that you have that lingering feeling, you know, now what? So, I had thrown a question to Swami, at least I should understand this. And I totally forgot about it. I came back here, I just took a book. It could have been any book, Didi. And this is a quote in Mumbai I've read. It could have been any book.
Randomly.
I am not an omniscient person to go and put my hand on the right book.
I understand.
I pulled out the book. He pulled it out. He made my hand to pull it out. I was not interested in reading. I could have opened any page in the book. He opened the first page and saw that I read the entire passage and found this line and understood the entire meaning. See, he did so much to see that I understood what that quote was, which had pinched me for not understanding.
Very beautiful.
So where is the doubt that he is not around us? He is there. He just sees to it that the moment you are in sync with him, he responds immediately. And now the response has become all the more often.
I completely agree with that.
All the more. It's very easy.
It's my experience also.
Yes.
And many others who have said, now it's like instant. You think it happens. You just pray to Swami and he immediately responds. And somehow earlier the mind had a tendency to think, oh, Swami is right now in Yajur Mandir, Swami is in the Kulwant Hall. Now you know he's always with you. That feeling is becoming stronger by the moment.
Yes.
No, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
I was shocked when I saw that passage. I can tell you I was shocked. I was not surprised. I was shocked. You know, it was like when somebody banging me on my head, you know. It was a big shock to me that, oh my God, Swami did this again. It was like that. One of the days, I have a diary in which I write down these lovely recollections, which I have of tiny, tiny experiences with Swami. and small instances which remind me of him. So one of the days I opened this diary and I was writing down some little experiences. And at the end of it, after writing it all down, since you become so nostalgic and you go back into time and you actually relive those moments, so I was in a very beautiful mood. Then I shut the book and I went to check my mail. Now, when I check my mail, sometimes I play the radio Sai from the internet because it does not disturb you with your work and you're also listening to bhajans.
Very so good if practice. It is,
yes. So I usually play bhajans because when it talks, then you start thinking about it. So when I'm checking mail, the bhajans are on. And what happened was, when the bhajan started, the first bhajan that came was one of the bhajans which I had been humming in day in and day out. It was Sai Mera Tum Ho Sahara. Now since that was a bhajan which I usually was singing for so many days, I just sent a thought to Swami in my mind, why not play the songs which I love to sing?
It was like a request.
Yeah, listener request to Swami. And then, you won't believe it, the very next bhajan, this one was what I was humming in the kitchen usually while cooking and all. The second bhajan was the one I had sung in front of Swami in 2010. The very recent one, Govinda Hare, Gopala Hare, in November 2010, Akhan Bhajan. This bhajan is very special to me because there is actually another beautiful episode that happened in the Akhan Bhajan, in the Mandir. I think it was 2009 November in the Mandir. So this was the second bhajan which played, Govinda Hare, which I had sung right in front of Swami. And you won't believe the third one was Sayom, Sayom, Sayom.
Oh, so in sequence, your three songs.
In sequence, one after the other. Sayom also was the one which, you know, the when instance I told, yes. I was looking at him, Nayan Nayan Me Sayom. Mm. And then it was too much for me that I asked for a request and it comes immediately. My God, usually it's not like that. Usually, okay, let me give it a try. That's the attitude. But now it came.
In perfect sequence,
perfect
all
sequence,
three songs.
All the three, one after the other.
See, at Radio Sai, who is the executive producer? Is Swami.
Yes.
He decides the sequence of bhajan for each of our listeners,
yes,
everywhere.
And the listener just has to be in sync, but
yes,
in sync with him. You send out the request and he plays it for you.
We think we make the playlist. Of course not. Swami's made the playlist. Very beautiful. Let's just go down memory lane and recapture what happened in 2009 during Akhand Bhajan.
When I was traveling in the train to Parthi, my mind was in quite a turmoil because my son was, the younger one was quite small. He was just 4 or 5. I have left him at home because I wanted to come for the Akhand Bhajan. I wound up all my schoolwork and there was lots of work at home too. And my older one was studying in the primary school then. 2009, he had just joined in
Puttaparthi.
Yes, he had joined in 4th standard in Puttaparthi. And to keep my mind away from all these, I was reading a book in the train called Good Chances. Now, in that book, there was a line which just mentioned, the author mentioned that Swami has a love of 1,000 mothers. As I read that, I closed the book and I told Swami in my mind that if you have a love of 1,000 mothers, you should show it. My mother does so much for me and I can see her doing it for me. If you have a love of 1,000 mothers, why can't I see anything? Because 2009 was a time when, you know, we did not have so many opportunities to come close to Swami. And maybe because Akhand Bhajan was there, I would have gotten a chance. I just said this and then forgot about it. And in the Mandir, we were waiting. It was Akhand Bhajan day. It was around 4 o'clock in the evening. It was a Saturday. And we were waiting outside the ladies' veranda. At that time, Swami just started coming from Yajur Mandir. He had started picking up the VIP ladies for distributing the birthday saris, I guess. And they were all streaming into this Bhajan Mandir. Now, we were wondering, we have to go inside now and take our positions for Akhand Bhajan. And here are those people going inside. We wonder how much more time they would come out in so that we can go in. Now, they were inside for around 15-20 minutes. And when they came out, they had those beautiful silk saris, blue silk saris, if you remember them, which Swami has given in the 2009. I just had a thought in my mind, wow, beautiful blue silk saris. That's it. Then we went about, took our positions, and we were seated there. I have to tell you my positioning there. Right next to the carpet, next to the aisle. Next to the aisle. On the lady's side, the first person was our principal. Then there were two lecturers. And then there was another lady, the fourth lady, next to whom I was seated.
five places away from the middle aisle.
Along the aisle. I was not immediately next to the aisle. There was a person between me and the aisle.
But and the fifth row from the...
Fourth row from the front.
Front.
Okay. And the person who was in the third, the lecturer who was third from the front, she was my bhajan partner. Swami had always instructed us to sing together. So she was my bhajan partner. And before bhajan, usually Swami comes inside the mandir and spends some time with the students talking. And so he came in at around 5:30. And then he sat in front of the boys where he usually sits. And then he asked the boys to make way after some time. And he started coming down the aisle. Now, he looked at the principal. He looked at the next two people. And then he immediately looked at me. Now, we are all used to Swami looking at us. But I was never used to Swami speaking to me in public. He has not picked me out in public till now. So he looked at me and started speaking to me. Now his voice was quite soft. I could not hear a single word. I just said, "Yes, Swami," and inched closer to him because there was one person between me and him. He repeated it the second time. I still didn't hear what he said. I went closer. I still didn't hear what he said. Then the person who was my bhajan partner, the lecturer who was my bhajan partner, she answered Swami, pointing something to me. She answered Swami. He again said something. All the while, he was only looking at me. And then he went down the aisle. As soon as he passed, I asked this lecturer, I asked my bhajan partner, what did Swami say? She said, Swami was asking you whether you and the other girl on my left side, whether you were singing together. We had, by chance, put chorus mics in front of us. So he had asked me, are you both singing together? Twice. I had not heard. And then my bhajan partner said, no, Swami, she and I are singing together. Then he said, Ila kuchunte itla. That means if you sit this way, how can you sing together? There was a lot of meaning to this, which actually applied to me in life later. It gave me a big answer to one of the situations that I was dealing with in my life. For a month almost, I was always thinking, how can Swami talk about such mundane things like singing?
And the positioning of
the partner, yeah. There has to be much more to it if he has to speak to me after so many years now.
Yeah.
So then on analyzing, he definitely gave me the answer to what he had actually spoken to me. So that was a beautiful incident. And then during that Akhand Bhajan two-day session, I had lovely chances with him, Karna Didi. If I wrote a letter to him, he took it. I got a Pad Namaskar. He was looking at me whenever there were bhajans which had the word Mata Pita in it. I was sitting right there, and the next day I had shifted at the aisle. So I was the third person or fourth person in the aisle. And he was quite close, so I can't mistake his gaze. Whenever the words which said, you know, we have Sai as Mata Pita and all,
because
come in the bhajan.
I had asked him to demonstrate
his
motherly love for
you. I had asked. It was almost a challenge I had thrown to him, telling that if my mother can show all the love, why don't I see you doing it? And he would not shift his look from me when he was looking at me when those bhajans were being sung, which had the word Mata or Pita in them. And the best was, I had one more request in the morning, on Sunday morning. I had placed a request to him that you are showering so much love on me, but I would like you to shower on my parents also. They are seated outside there. Now, in the morning, I was given a chance to sing when Swami was seated, and I sang Sai Mahadeva. That was one of the bhajans which from 11th standard onwards, almost every Akhand Bhajan, whenever I have come here, I have been asked to sing that bhajan. So I sang that bhajan. The first two lines, he started moving out. Usually he goes back to the Yajur Mandir after some time in the morning. So he started moving back to Yajur Mandir. Now, as he was going down, slowly, till the time he reached Yajur Mandir, it was my bhajan being sung. I was singing that bhajan. And one of my friends who were in the campus, Anandpur campus, said he was tapping. Okay, when you were singing, he was tapping on his hand. And what made me happy was, he was outside when my bhajan was going on, and my parents would have really felt happy. It was just a small request I had made to him. And
they
were
having darshan and Swami was enjoying the bhajan.
If it had been any other bhajan, then they might not have caught that I was one of the singers. But this was like a trademark bhajan. Like every year, if I'm singing it, it's Sai Mahadeva. So they know definitely that their daughter is singing it.
So can we hear a few lines of that bhajan, Yogini?
Satya Sai Mahadeva Parti Purishwara He Sai Baba Maheshwara He Sai Mahadeva Nirupama Guna Sadana Sai Neeraja Dala Nayana Vibhuti Sundara He Sai Baba Maheshwara He. And Didi, the conclusion was very beautiful. 2009 Akhand Bhajan. And in the morning, before I had come to the mandir, I had just had a thought in my mind. I don't know why I got this thought. If you're giving saris, I'm taking the Udyan Express at night today. I'll be leaving immediately. Usually he gives saris to ex-students on the next day whenever he has given. He's never given on the same day, Akhand Bhajan day. It's always the next day. So this was one thought. I don't know why. I have never gotten a sari after Akhand Bhajan, but I had this thought and I told him, if you're giving sari, I'm taking the Udyan Express. And then somehow I had a hunch that something is going to happen. After 6 o'clock, he did not wind up the bhajans. Usually sharp six, he keeps looking at both the clocks and he stops the bhajan at sharp six. He didn't stop it at six. The bhajans went on till 6:15. Every minute we were waiting. We don't know when he would stop. So every minute we were waiting would be the last bhajan. And you know, the last 15-20 minutes goes in high tempo. The bhajans, fast bhajans are sung. So imagine from 5:45 or something, we would have begun singing those fast bhajans, and up to 6 o'clock, 6:15, alone he stopped, and the aarti happened at 6:15. He knew that was the last hour session with him in the mandir, maybe. And then the prasad distribution started. He usually blesses the prasadam and goes out to Yajur Mandir immediately. But he didn't. He was sitting there. And then the teachers, our elders, told us to, you know, start distributing. So some of us, the married ex-students and the lecturers, the present students didn't get up. The married ex-students got up, took those huge bowls and started distributing the patravali, started distributing the prasadam in the entire mandir. He was sitting there. This is the first time for Akhand Bhajan that he has been sitting and watching prasad distribution for so long in the mandir. And then I finished distribution right up to Krishna Arjuna, you know, right up to the end. Back of the prayer hall. But I had one eye always at Swami that if he started speaking to the singers, I have to rush and sit there. Which he did. He started speaking to our madams about the singer over there, the lead singers over there. I immediately finished the distribution, went up, kept the bowl and sat quite close, you know, right up to the third or fourth position from the front. And then he started talking to the ma'ams, asking, who are the married ex-students? Can you believe it, Didi? All these years, he has never pinpointed married ex-students. He called, and our madams called us by name. We were just four of us. There were so many ex-students, and there were so many students. But he identified married ex-students, so that put me in that slot. And we were called by name, one by one, by madams, and we went and sat around him in a small semicircle. And the entire Kulwant Hall is waiting for Darshan back to Yajur Mandir. And here he starts talking. He asks, okay, I've seen your husband here. Where are you settled now? Just mundane conversation with four of us. And then when it was my turn, one of our elders told Swami, Swami, when you had come to Mumbai, he had just come to Mumbai. Swami, when you had come to Mumbai, she sang for you there. Then he widened his eyes and nodded his head. These were beautiful moments, Didi. How did he pinpoint and call a small group? There were so many who sang bhajans. It was not only we who sang the bhajans. There were so many ex-students who had also come from far. Not only the present students. Okay, present students, fine. So many ex-students. But he pinpointed, so he got us out. And then after he looked and spoke to us, he looked behind and the brother asked Swami saris. So he went inside and he got the same blue silk saris. Blue silk saris, which he has given all the important ladies, you know, the ladies of the family and the vice chancellor and all those important ladies have gotten those saris. He gave us, the four or five of us, those same blue silk saris.
What a beautiful, precious, divine gift.
And I still have that lovely snap. You know, the moment is captured by this Radio Sai team, the digital studio. You know, when he's looking at me into my eyes and giving that sari in my hand. That beautiful blue saree. And there's another small incident which I can go on and on, Didi, which happened related to this. I was hunting for this photograph because I knew there was a brother who sat there just next to me and Swami and had a first-hand shot of only two of us together. Because the flash is so big, it lit as he was looking at me and was giving me the sari. It brightened up the whole place. So I know that there was a flash. There's no doubt about it. And there was another brother standing behind the second one near the wall over there. And he had clicked a photograph. And after the entire incident, I got that photo which he had clicked, not this one. And I was so unhappy because I knew there was a photograph, but I did not get it. I searched in the digital studio. And then one of the days, I get it in an email from the Anandpur campus. One of my friends sent it. This first shot. You can imagine what would have gone into my mind when I see it blowing up on my computer, you know, opening up on my computer. It's a beautiful photograph. A lovely memory.
A perfect memory to keep imprinted on your heart at all times.
Yes, and to confirm the challenge that I had thrown to him. I had told him.
1,000 mothers.
Yes. He had to complete it. He did much more than that. Much more.
And he continues to do that.
Yes, even now.
Thank you very much, Yogini. It's been a great pleasure just listening to you for me. I feel so uplifted and inspired. I appreciate your coming to the studio and sharing all these beautiful memories and details of your life with Swami with our listeners.
Thank you, Didi.
Salam.
Salam.
Salam, dear listener. You just heard part 3 and the concluding part of a Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories interview with a former student of Bhagwan's University, Mrs. Yogini Suvarna of Mumbai. She was in conversation with Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Please be sure to catch the next part, same place, same time, next week. Sai Ram.